I'd like to call order the Town of Brule regular meeting for December the 10th, 2018. Ms. Bourgeois, could you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation, united, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Daigle.
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois.
Here.
Councilmember Richard. Councilmember Andre.
Here.
Councilmember Niesler.
Here.
Attorney Acosta.
Here.
Mayor Rhodes.
Here. Let's see, we have recognitions and commendations. We don't have any that I know of. Michelle have something? Next on the agenda, approval of minutes for regular meeting November 12th, 2018. If you look in your package, you have those minutes.
Yeah, that was one of the things I was asking Blaine for the meeting, just so that I'm clear. And pardon me, Mr. Ness, I think Assistant Chief had made some corrections to the total, but that's not reflected here. So should it be reflected if we made note of that?
You made corrections?
To the sum. From last month, I emailed them out the actual numbers with this.
So the numbers in the minutes correct?
No.
Numbers in the minutes is supposed to be reported in the meeting last month?
Yeah, you can't really change what was reported in the meeting.
Say
okay. That was my
yeah.
Question.
Okay. The attachment he
changed the attachment, yeah. But the minutes are what was said.
The minutes are right. Hey, let's get the numbers right. And then the document will show the right numbers.
Yeah.
And the minutes are the recorded minutes will say, hey, you said, hey, get the numbers right.
Yep.
Got it. We're good.
Okay.
Okay, well, I move we accept them.
And motion by Ms. Bourgeois.
Second.
Second by Mr. Andre. Any comments from the audience? Comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Committee reports, Finance Committee. We'll start off with our audit review. Ms. Margaret Pritchard from Baxley. Is it Baxley and Associates? Is that correct? There we go. Boy, I got it right.
Okay.
Ms. Margaret Pritchard's here to present our audit.
Well, thank you all very much for having me. My name is Margaret, and I am with Baxley & Associates. I've been auditing now for 35 years, so and governmental, obviously, is what I love to do. So let me begin by looking at page 5, Exhibit A. And what I'm going to do is compare your year 2017 to 2018 and just note some of the significant increases and decreases that occurred over the past year. If you look at page 5, you see your total assets, the third column, $9,863,911. Your total assets have increased about $110,000 over the previous year, or basically about 1%. Some of the reasons for your increase. First of all, cash and cash equivalents, your first line item, $2.6 million. Your cash increased $292,000 over 2017. Your capital assets, if you look further down your page where you see capital assets and intangible assets, net of accumulated depreciation, your capital assets decreased by about $170,000 over the previous year. And the reason for this is your depreciation expense for 2018 was $444,394, but your capital asset additions, purchases that you made during the year, such as equipment, was $264,167. So your depreciation expense was actually greater than what you purchased during the year, which made for a negative $180,000. And then under intangible assets, net of accumulated depreciation, in the current year, y'all did a website design of about $10,000. So that netted against the $180,000, accounts for the $170,000 decrease in capital assets. The next line item says deferred outflows of resources. This is where we had a new implementation this year called GASB 75. It was actually an actuarially determined numbers. Y'all hired Scott Fontenot to come in and determine this number for you. You see $738,000 and then $17,000 for OPEB. This number actually decreased $89,000 over the previous year. Total liabilities, third column, $2.7 million in liabilities. Your liabilities actually increased $283,000 over last year. The reason for that is, first of all, your accounts payable went down $20,000. The net OPEB, which is the new number for the year, if you look down, you see net OPEB obligation, $251,000. That's a new number based upon this GASB 75 implementation. So that's $251,000 increase.
Just real quick, OPEB.
OPEB, I'm sorry, stands for other post-employment benefits, such as life insurance, dental insurance, that kind of thing.
Okay.
The next thing, compensated absences increased $8,000. Net pension liability, you see that $1.8 million. Net pension liability increased $67,000. And then your bonds payable decreased $30,000 because you had made a note, you actually made a payment during the year. So the combination of those five items account for your increase in accounts payable of $283,000. Now, if you look at the last column again and you say your total assets plus your deferred outflows, less liabilities, less deferred inflows, leaves that bottom line that says net position. In your third column, your net position says $7,769,000. Your net position decreased $229,000 over the previous year. So your net position actually went down, and I'll show you how we come up with that decrease on the next page. Okay, on Exhibit B, if we look at our first column there, expenses, you see total governmental activity expenses, $2,771,652. Our expenses increased $282,000 over last year. Some of the increases included, again, OPEB, or the post-employment benefits and pension, that number increased, $72,000 increase in that. Again, that's that new GASB implementation. Depreciation expense increased $13,000. Supplies across all departments increased about $81,000. Insurance across all departments increased $77,000. And professional fees increased $37,000. So the total of all of those add up to about $282,000 increase. And that's all accounted for in these various departments where you see general government, public safety, maintenance, and streets and highways. Okay, the next number below that where you see business type activities, sewer, $364,138. Our total sewer expenses increased $21,000. And the main reason for that is you had an account this year called miscellaneous supplies. It increased $25,000, and that's because of GIS expenses were recognized in that account this year.
That was our manhole plotting that we did.
Okay, if you move to your second column where it says charges for services, total governmental charges for services, $719,224. Our charges for services decreased $81,000 over 2017. Reason for the decrease was decrease in traffic fines. And then under that, you see sewer, $291,009. That's your income that you recognize for the year in that fund. But that's basically about the same as it was as the prior year. The next column where it says operating grants and contributions, $88,370. That number has increased $6,000 over the previous year. That's due to DOTD. You received more money from DOTD. If you move to the third to last column where it says general revenues and move further down, you see total general revenues of $2,034,474. This number has actually increased $68,000 over the previous year. Interest earnings increased $8,000. Other general revenues miscellaneous increased about $60,000. And the reason for that is that's the account that you recognize the traffic, the insurance claim came and we put it into that account. So that's recognized in the miscellaneous. Pension and OPEB, that increased $16,000. And your sales tax actually decreased $17,000. So the combination of those four items increased, governmental revenues increased by $68,000. Move to your next column where you see the $481. That is in your sewer department. That number has actually decreased $35,000 over last year. And that's because in 2017 you had a LEGAP grant for $35,000. Look all the way to your last column. You see change in net position, a negative $2,232. That's your actual net loss for the year, and that's the combination of your general fund and your sewer fund. And if you want to break that out, if you look at your first column where it says change in net position, $70,416, that's actually a net income for the general fund. Then where it says business type activities, negative $72,648, that's just your sewer department. So it's actually your sewer department plus the $70,000 general fund makes up for that net loss of negative $2,232. And then if you see what says restated net position beginning, a negative $226,748, that's because since we implemented a new GASB 75, you have to go back and restate the net position. And the net effect was a negative. We reduced your net position by $226,000. So that plus the negative two accounts for that. When I told you on the previous page, your net position decreased by $229,000. It's the combination of those two numbers.
What was the majority of that again? I'm sorry, that was due to the benefits again, you said?
Due to the implementation of this GASB 75, other post-employment benefits.
Rusty, that's to make up for the few years that Curtis was drawing benefits, and we didn't have, we weren't accounting for that as a liability for the town. So correct me if I'm wrong, we had an actuary do a report for us, and we have to show that.
It's
projected out, yes. It's projected out.
It's actuarial numbers,
right? It's an actuary determined number. It's based upon your number of employees, their age.
Who qualifies.
Yeah, there's all kind of qualifications that goes into that.
Now, this is one hit. So, like we discussed the other day, next year we won't have this $200,000 hit. It may be a $10,000 hit because...
You won't have this negative $226,748 because that's the beginning number that had to be restated. So you will not have that.
Right.
But going forward, like I said, the numbers fluctuate year to year, actuarially determined.
Yeah.
And we do some test work on what we call the underlying data. And basically what we do is we make sure that the names were submitted or employees of the town of Ruley. We might look at their birth date. We might look at the date of hire, just to make sure that they're looking at the same dates that the town of Ruley has.
Yeah, was it 3 years ago we
approved that for Curtis? 4 years ago?
Yeah.
So we're having to make up for that.
And then GASB, that's federal. That's a federal regulation?
Yes, ma'am. This is all required. This is all required. All towns or cities that have any type of other post-employment benefits, it is required.
So whereas it would not have been ever reflected before, now it's being...
Yes, sir. That's correct. They come up with all kind of great things for us to implement.
Makes it look worse than it actually is.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Entity that we are.
That's right.
We never pay that.
Yeah.
You may never pay it, but it has to be reflected in the statements.
That's the net delta of 2232 is what you're saying.
That's right. That's just your current year activity of income and expenses. Now, the next thing I wanted to look at was on page 57. And page 57 is your current schedule of findings and responses. And the first one is just going to be the same as it always is. It's just basically because we're actually preparing what we call GAAP, generally accepted accounting principles, financial statements. We come in, we have to make some adjustments and prepare the financial statements. And management's response is, we believe that the best interest of the town of Ruley is to continue to carefully review and take responsibility for the financial statements prepared by the CPA firm. And then the next finding is, the only reason why I put this one in is the same as it was last year, dealing with the internal controls, is because half of the misstatements that occurred that y'all were determined last year were actually in half of my year, from July 17 through December 2017. So because it fell into my audit year, that's the only reason why I restated this comment. Going forward, you won't have that. And that's the one on page 58.
Just carried over.
Yes, ma'am. Right. Just carried over.
So it's the same. It's the same weakness that we had on the last audit, but it just so happened it was in the same budget year,
right.
This budget year. So
even though it's been corrected,
it's been corrected, yes, sir.
It occurred in this year.
And I actually went in and tested everything, and we didn't find any other problems with any other receipts or traffic fines or anything. And then the last section that we have now, one of the other things that the legislative auditors implemented 2 years ago was called agreed-upon procedures. In the first year, they had about 33 agreed-upon procedures. In the past year, we had about 24 procedures, so they actually reduced the number. But in addition to reducing the number, they said that we only had to test the agreed-upon procedures for the ones that you had exceptions noted in the previous year. So, excuse me, so Town of Brule had number one, number two, and number six.
What page is that on?
This begins on page 61. I was just kind of giving you a summary.
That's fine.
These are all the agreed-upon procedures. So you have, in the previous year, you had an exception to number one, number two, number six, seven, and 32. So you had five exceptions in the previous year. So basically, we had to come in and test those five categories again. And after we did our procedures on that, we found no exceptions. So I don't have any exceptions on agreed-upon procedures this year. Now, going forward to year three, I don't know what they have in store for us. They haven't come up with those guidelines yet, but I did tell the mayor as soon as we get the new year three agreed-upon procedures, I will send out copies of that so we know what we have to look forward to going into the next year.
What are those numbers again? 1, 2, 6, 7, and
1, 2, the previous year was 1, 2, 6, 7, and 32. Well, they eliminated 32, and now they called it number 24, other. So we had to look at those categories. So the categories last year were policies, minutes, collections, and others. So those were the four categories that we looked at if you had an exception last year. But after testing those, we found nothing this year. They were all cleared, so I don't have any exceptions to give you this year. So that's great.
All right. Anybody have any questions? Do we have to vote on accepting this? We just assume, huh? I'd like to give kudos to Blaine for those agreed-upon procedures because he really did a good job straightening those out this year. We put together the traffic fine collections. Margaret commented on it and told us she was impressed with it, so I'm impressed with it if she said she is. So hopefully going in the future we won't have that other write-up. And we have that money issue squared away in the office. So thanks, Blaine, for doing that. And my employees in there. So any other questions? Any questions from the audience? All right. With that, do I have a motion to accept the audit as reviewed? Moved by Mr. Daigle.
Second.
Second by Mr. Niesler. Any comments from the audience? Comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Thank you, Ms. Margaret.
Okay, well, look, after you look at the report in detail, y'all feel free to, you know, I'm right there in Plaquemine. Be glad to answer any questions. And I appreciate Blaine and his staff, too. They were very helpful in providing me with all the information. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We really appreciate that report. That's probably one of the most detailed reports we've had in a while. If you guys remember the last few we've had, I think it's really detailed, and I like that. So. Good or bad, right?
Right.
That's what we have you for, and we appreciate it. So,
thank you,
Margaret. I think we're happy with what you did for us. So,
thank you.
In your package, we have the budget to actual report. We're almost to the 6 month. Thank you, Margaret. Be careful.
Thank you.
We're almost to 6 months in the budget year, so we have a few things we need to spend and watch. So, if you don't have any questions on that, we'll move forward. Beer and liquor permits. We have the beer and liquor permits in the package that are up for renewal. Fine, mine. Here we go. All right, we have Athenos, Back Brule Grocery, JW Food Mart, Las Palmas, Louisiana Bayou Bistro, Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. They're all up for liquor license renewals. Do I have a motion to approve those? Moved by Mr. Andre. Have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Daigle. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. All right, Public Works Report, Public Works Committee, with Public Works Department update. Total rainfall, we had 4.6 inches. No real big drainage problems were reported. We went to Mr. Bob's house to look at some stuff there. Five skate alarms, zero compliance issues at the pond, one culvert program was completed. We replaced a submersible pump at the South LeBeau lift station. No incidents to report in the maintenance department. Christmas decorations, of course, were installed, as you can see. Roy is working on an overlay bid. He rode around with Shane last week. He did notice one thing we may have to scrape and replace as opposed to just overlay, because the roads are getting so high that we may have to pop down a couple inches to a couple inches on top. So,
what? Which one is that?
Lee, Hebert, Quinn, and then Orleans Quarters in the back.
Those are the four
we had on the list, if I remember right. So we may have to scrape them. He's going to get the bid out, and we'll know for sure as that comes.
I figured Orleans Quarter would be one, because the asphalt's right up to where the concrete curbing is.
Yeah, like he said, what's going to happen is if you put another layer,
they're
going to have to fan out into people's driveways a lot further with the asphalt because of the angle coming in. So we'll work on that. Oil prices are down, so it might be a good time to do it. Flags will be brought down this week, and Republic Bulk Pickup will be the week of December the 10th, which is today. All right, 429 Gwynn Street. She's not here. I guess we'll just put her on the next list, huh?
Yeah, I sent her a letter for November. They didn't hear in November. I think they called.
Yeah.
They had problems up, so you told them to be here.
Come back,
I did not send them a new letter for December, so I'll send them a letter for January.
January, and we'll put them on the agenda in January. I'll see what happens. So I'm anxious to get them off if we can get them moving. Planning and Zoning Committee, I don't have anything. Recreation, I don't have anything. 2019 town holidays, you have a list of your holidays in your packet. Same ones as last year. Without any additions or subtractions, do I have a motion to approve town holidays?
Move.
Moved by Mr. Daigle. Second by Mr. Andre. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Police committee? Anything? Governmental affairs? Nothing. Consideration of vetoed ordinances? None. Like Shane says. Hearing and final action on ordinances? None. Introduction of ordinances? I'm not aware of any. Resolutions? I don't know any. Police department report?
Good evening. If this ever falls through, I'll go back on being an artist. All right, for the month of November, we had 7 calls for alarms, 5 for warrants, 2 assist other agencies, 1 civil complaint, 6 miscellaneous complaints, 3 disturbances, 1 public assist, 15 vehicle tows for no insurance, 9 crash reports, 4 suspicious people or vehicles, 2 batteries, 3 unlocks, 2 complaints on traffic, 1 911 hang-up, 1 hit and run, solved, 1 burglary, a firearm was taken from a vehicle. They live here in the apartments behind McDonald's, but she had been out of town for a week and was unclear when the firearm went missing, so just for report purposes. 3 thefts, which are listed on to the right, 1 improper telephone, 1 animal at large, 1 DWI, and 1 disturbance, for a total of 70 complaints, 110 citations, with 147 violations.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Mayor's report, I got just a couple things. Ms. Bourgeois and myself attended the Keep West Baton Rouge Beautiful meeting in Addis last week. Mr. Gilbo, I think, is doing a good job with that, so they had some good ideas that came out of the meeting. I attended the chamber meeting with Wes Watts last Wednesday, and he went over the updates on all the new school projects, and they all looking good. He showed a rendering of the new Brule High School. It wasn't quite complete, but it ought to be out pretty soon. I was on the interview committee for Student of the Year. We had 8 of us. We interviewed 5th, 8th, and 12th grade students. If you get a chance to do something like that, I suggest you do it. We got some really smart kids here. It was enlightening to talk to all of them. Next, December marks 2 years as mayor. I loved every minute of it. Well, not every minute, but most every minute of it. So it's been 2 years of my term. I really enjoyed it. I want to thank the council for your help and guidance in this midpoint. I really appreciate y'all, and I lean on y'all a lot. So I want to thank Blaine and Shane and all the employees of the town. It's been 2 good years. and Jonathan in the police department. Thank you, guys. And Mr. Acosta for all the legal help. You got two more years ahead of you. Don't leave me hanging. So that's about it on Mayor's report. Remarks of personal privilege? Yes, sir.
Someone asked me the deal about, remember we talked about sidewalks and all that? What's the deal on that?
Well, they came out and they did a site observation on St. Francis Street. I think the, what they determined, they're still trying to determine where they're going to go from the end of St. Francis to meet up with the walking trail on the levee. There's a lot of the church and Lynn Lejeune's body shop and stuff that may get in the way. I think the last thing they said, and Blaine, correct me if I'm wrong, they think about crossing the river over there and putting a sidewalk on the levee side. So I like that idea because you get out all that traffic by the church and Lynn. And
are they going to put culverts
they're gonna
in
put,
there?
They're going to put culverts in.
Disaster of a ditch.
Also, I think they're going to have to cross St. Francis Street somewhere. So I think the sidewalk is going to come on the north side of St. Francis by JW's, come a few houses down, and then it's going to pick back up somewhere down St. Francis and then run on the south side. That deal is going to get funded, and it's going to happen. It's just a matter of where they're going to put it. So, and that's a great thing. I mean, we're all paying for it, but there's no money out of the town budget for that. Any other questions, Council?
Doug Garbage fella, he's kind of missed the truck a little bit. He's coming, so he got out and picked stuff up. So.
What now?
The garbage man, he kind of missed the truck a little bit. He was coming out of the street, he seen it on the ground, he stopped and then picked it all back up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I got caught behind him in Addis this afternoon when he was doing that, too.
That's good. I appreciate him doing that.
Yeah.
They don't count that as a
vote.
We've been complaining about them leaving.
Yeah, so at least she's relaying it to the work, so that's good.
Only bad thing is I thought he was going to get run over because he made the mistake of opening his door into oncoming now traffic.
Yeah, on the river road, that's tough.
Well, that's another thing. The traffic on the river road, can y'all see any difference?
My neighbor claims the sign in her yard is working. I don't know what I mean. He stats for that, but other than she just says they're slowing down. So
I haven't seen any lessening of the big trucks on the road.
I haven't seen any speeding. They used to go on like 25. I stopped and talked to one or two of them, and I told them the planes we was getting, and they said they would spread the word. I said, we definitely want to get targeted for speeding if they're trying to keep the record clean. I hadn't seen any trucks in a while, speeding.
Anybody else? All right, announcements. All employees and elected officials, harassment training Thursday, December 13th at 6. Town Hall will be closed for Christmas, December 24th and 25th. The Town Hall will be closed on January 1st for New Year's. Landmark and Heritage Meeting, January 21st at 6:30. And with a wish of Merry Christmas to everyone here, do I have a motion to adjourn?
Move.
Moved by Mr. Andre.
Second.
Second by Mr. Daigle. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it.
Hey, I got a museum board meeting at 5:30.
6:58.
Thursday. Harassment day.
Don't you harass anybody while you're over there.